The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually, he thought, "Well, it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me. I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you, guys. Good morning, everyone. Sorry about the mess in the parking lot. If you were late today, you get a free pass today, okay? It's not your fault. I know parking's tough out there, so hopefully in the next hour or so, we'll have our parking lot open. So thank you for anybody who went to our fall festival yesterday. It was a lot of fun, but I'm tired. On Friday night, Jesus' favorite baseball team advanced to the World Series. Okay. How many of you want? They haven't won anything yet. You shouldn't be clapping. No clapping, okay? Teasing you. How many of you watched the game? Just out of curiosity. Okay. For those of you who haven't, I'll pray for your conversion, okay? It was a history-making game. The best player in the world, many say. Of course, that's always an opinion. Shohei Ohtani had a record-breaking night. He hit 3 home runs. He struck out 10 batters. And many say it was the best performance by a Major League Baseball player ever. Of course, that's people's opinions. But prior to this game, people were very frustrated with Shohei Ohtani. You remember that? I was one of them. I think all Dodger fans were. He was in a huge, huge batting slump. He struck out a lot. He just wasn't getting on base. And many people were questioning if he was capable of doing his best when it mattered the most, because in last year's playoffs, he didn't do that well either. You remember that? People were saying, is this what he's really made of? I heard someone say, why are we paying him so much if he cannot hit when it counts? That person was Father Ricky, okay? As I, what is a hot dog there, $15 or something, right? Can you imagine how he must have felt, though, feeling like he was never going to get out of the slump? Sure, he doubted himself, became impatient. But don't we all feel like that in our own lives at times? When things aren't going our way, we want it to end right away. We want to do and live to the best of our ability. They were even showing him on the news at batting practice. That doesn't make the news, guys, okay? But he kept putting the work in, and on Friday night, it did finally pay off, which was exciting, very exciting. But there's something far greater that we have in our lives than baseball. The most important thing we have in our life is our spiritual life, our relationship with Jesus. At this gospel today is a profound reminder that we are called to persevere. and to never stop praying, never stop allowing Jesus into our hearts and into our lives. We, my friends, need to invite Jesus to be part of our life day after day after day. And some days, we're going to feel good and we're going to say, my prayer's paying off. But there are other days, quite frankly, that we feel like, are you listening to me, God? We've all felt like that, have we not? Why isn't anything happening? Will things ever get better? So we have the beautiful woman in the gospel today, this persistent widow, who teaches us today that God sees all. God is always listening to us. He's always faithful to us because God loves each and every one of us so very much. And God wants us every single day to spend time with Him so that we can encounter the love that only God can give us. So, my dear friends, we should never stop praying because Jesus never stops loving us. He never gives up for us. Even in our worst moments, where we've done things that we're embarrassed of, guess what? Christ still loves you. He still loves you. And because Jesus is the most important person in our life, we need to spend time with Him, should we not? And that's why you're at Mass today. So Christ loves us so much. He wants to know how you're feeling. He wants to hear from you. He doesn't want you to email the pastor during the game and say, play for the Dodgers. That's ridiculous. I got 9 of those on Friday. I wish I was joking. I'm not. I get it. It's all in fun. But prayer, my friends, isn't something that we just check off. Prayer is inviting Jesus into our lives on a daily basis. One of the things I hear from every single person is, we're busy. We are. But we could never be busy enough for Jesus. One of the beautiful things about this gospel today was the persistent prayer of this widow because she loved. She sought justice. She saw the injustice of the world. And there's a lot of injustice in our own culture, is there not? And we are called to be a voice for those encountering injustices, to help, to not just sit back and do nothing. We can all look very holy for an hour here on Sunday Mass, or in my Mass is 52 minutes, as you guys tell me, okay? But if we don't bring that love and holiness to help those around us, we're missing the point of discipleship. So this woman didn't give up. She prayed year after year after year until finally the prayer was answered. People are praying right now for people to help them, to love them, to bring them up. So who is it that you are being called to help? And you haven't yet. We need to do better. And finally today, this gospel is such a beautiful reminder to us. In those moments of doubt, in those moments of fear, anxiety, and worry, at the end of the day, one thing will never change, my friend. And that is, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Do you believe that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. We're a resurrection people. And all these things that we worried about here on earth, when we're in heaven, they're not going to matter anymore. So remind yourselves of that every single day, that Christ is risen. We will be with our dead family members that we miss so much one day. who we miss and we want to be with because Jesus conquered death for us. He has opened the gates of heaven for us all that will never, ever be taken away from us. Always remember, my friends, this is not our home stadium, okay? Earth. We're visitors. We're the visiting team. Where is our true home? For the 10% of you, I hope you get there who answered. Heaven is our true home, which means dying is an upgrade. Dying is an upgrade. And it's nothing that we should fear. It's actually something that we should look forward to because it's only dying here on earth that we get to be with Jesus and go to our true home forever. Our glory comes when we are with Jesus in heaven. So I tell you this morning, keep on going. Keep on praying. Keep on receiving the Eucharist on Sunday. And in your moments of doubt, I want you to know that I pray for you every day. When you think people aren't praying for you, know that your pastor's praying for you. And many people here love you at this parish. So heaven is waiting, but we're not there yet. So in the meantime, never stop praying and never stop helping those around you. Because if we're doing those things, we're on the road to heaven together. Amen? Amen. So how can you make your prayer life better? How can you better invite Jesus into your life every day? Maybe it's spending more time in silence. Maybe it's going to help somebody that God needs you to help. So how are you going to invite Jesus into your life in a different way beginning now?